Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV. Sherilyn, my better half, is still on vacation in Hawaii. Let's secure for sea and get underway. Can a hardworking mompreneur succeed in the male-dominated industry of record labels? Lana Jenkins-Smith says yes. Lana Smith is the CEO and executive producer of Young Millennium Records. She is a hardworking African-American entrepreneur who has carved out an inspiring career working with Hollywood's elite. Lana holds multiple college degrees and has a motivating startup story where she specializes giving young artists a head start. Record industry challenges require Lana Smith to excel in a diverse range of business skills and tasks. Our listeners today can take Lana's story and apply its lessons in their own home-based business. So greetings, Lana Jenkins-Smith. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Well, thank you for having me. Hello, podcast audience. What an amazing introduction.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to sharpen up my game talking to somebody in the entertainment industry. I don't know. They say I have a face for radio, so I don't know.
Well, you're doing great.
Where are you dialing in from? LA or on the road, or how's it?
I am actually in Atlanta. I was in LA. I'm in Atlanta now.
Yeah, I heard like Atlanta's kind of a hub for record, record labels and recording also.
It really is. The South is doing great right now, so I'm very blessed to be a part of it.
Right. Well, Lana Jenkins-Smith, let's get to know you a little bit better. Tell us a little bit about Young Millennium Records.
Well, Young Millennium Records is a record label that I started 2 years ago that is actually facilitated towards the youth. And a lot of our artists are focused on clean music with a swag. So that's how I like to categorize it. But we're doing
clean music
pretty well, making a little noise. Yeah,
clean music. That might be kind of tough.
Yes,
that might be kind of tough with rap, you know.
It is, and we have one of our lead artists, which is my son. He is really on that whole kick of, you know, like Migos and, you know, Lil Uzi type. You know, the beats are like that, but what he's talking about, it's still the stuff the teens want to hear. It's just no cursing. So, you know, sometimes it's a challenge, you know, for some of the other artists to listen to that, because, they're used to hearing certain words, but they don't even miss the cursing. Like, the lyrics are so good, they don't even miss it.
Yeah, that's true. It's tough to hear sometimes, you know, home in on the lyrics anyway. So it really comes down to the, to the talent. Well, that's, you know, that's great. What are some of the, the artists you have that you've worked with?
We have a couple of hip hop artists. So my son, Cyrus, he was the first one on the label. And he has right now a video on BT, Revolt, song on the radio. So, you know, he's getting spins and, you know, really trying to make a name for himself, getting ready to go on tour. He also opened up for Migos and Cardi B in December. So that's quite helpful. Yeah. And then I have my daughter is actually breaking into the hip hop / pop world. So she's doing music now. Amazing. I have a black pop artist, a young lady who is like the next Taylor Swift. I don't like to compare anybody to anybody, but she's in that vein. And yeah, she's gonna take the world by surprise. I actually have two young men. They're brothers called Blasian, real handsome young guys with hair down their back. They're hip hop artists, so you know, really nice. I have an R&B artist, Z-Mac. He's like the next Omarion.
So you're
like,
keeping it, you know, a little bit of the keeping it in the family with some family time, and that's great. But also, diversifying and not getting too
and that was not on purpose. Right. That wasn't on purpose. That was kind of an accident. Like, I didn't really want my kids to be in entertainment, but I'm like, if you're going to, they kept sneaking doing it anyway.
Now, see, that's your mistake. You should have told them you wanted them to go into entertainment. Then they wouldn't have.
Right.
That's the way it was with my kids.
You're right. In hindsight, that's what I should have said. They would have listened. But yeah, I told them if they were going to do it, that I definitely had to be, you know, to manage them and be in charge of what it is that they do and what it is that they learn.
I would not let them out of my sight in the record industry, man. There's just
many temptations. I'm like, Ike Turner, like... Yeah, I'm kind of tough on them, but
Lena, the entertainment business is exciting, but it is dominated by male CEOs. Lena, what are some tips on succeeding in a male-dominated industry?
I would say one tip is to always be caught up with the current. So always do your research. There are, one thing that I've noticed is males are very charming and suave, and you know, females sometimes get taken advantage of in this industry. And I just mean, you know, business wise, because, you know, to us, everything sounds good. And, you know, we women, we're big dreamers, big hopes, big beliefs. And, you know, and sometimes guys come along with that, you know, sell you a line type of thing. And it's like, oh yeah, you know,
that guys don't do that, great. Do they?
No, not the guys I know.
So kind of like being in a minority, you know, numbers wise in that industry, could somehow set you up for, you know, not being given the straight scoop by
right.
people you're dealing with.
Right. Absolutely. It's definitely a challenging situation being Black and being a female, like you said, in a male dominated industry. You know, people forget to evaluate the intellect. So it's like, how smart are we? And how, you know, we're definitely striving after some of the same things. So just because, you know, we're female and we're minorities, that does not mean that we're not just as intelligent as our counterparts, and or that we don't deserve equal pay, or that, you know, because some of us work three times harder, but we get paid three times less. And so that's part of, you know, the struggle in this industry is to get people to see you for your true work, to get them to not look at this and to just look at your work, evaluate.
So it sounds like one of the things you've done is you're sensitive to this. You're sensitive to how you're being perceived, and you carry that forward in your interactions to make sure people don't misjudge you.
Absolutely. That is correct. Like everything that I do, I try to make sure that I'm not moving in a stereotypical fashion. Like I want it to be, you know, it's a challenge of the mind for me. So it's like, you know, can you outsmart me? Well, you know, maybe, but you know, I mean,
did you, out of curiosity, did you have any mentors? Maybe like a male CEO, a mentor to, you know,
I actually did. Yeah, I actually did. So I've been very blessed to work with some really cool, you know, people in the industry. So I started off, you know, just as far as male mentors go, you know, I worked for Cat Williams for 16 years, and I was able to take everything that we learned from our productions and just our business relationship. And you know, one thing about being with him, because a lot of situations were difficult, like it just taught me to be strong. It taught me how to fight for what I want, how to really be kind of a force to be reckoned with in this industry. So it was like he taught me by watching him so long, I got to really see how males think, how males react in certain situations, so that when I came up on these situations later, I would know how to react and how to respond.
So you taught you to bring out some of your alpha male there in the interactions.
Right, exactly. What you need that in this situation, because it's kind of like, if I already know, not that all men think alike, but it's like, if I already know the general direction of where this is going, I'm already one up on you, because you're going to come to me with those lines and I'm like, nah, I kind of already know about that. You know, then it protects myself a little more. I've also been very blessed to work and partner with Keith Sweat. He's another dominating male in this industry, and just, you know, well respected and just, you know, known for his business sense. So he taught me kind of the other end of it. Like, you know, you definitely need to here are these steps in the music business. Like, this is what you need to know about music.
So you had like kind of two different mentors. You had one mentor to kind of teach you how to interact, and then one to teach you on the actual business you're in. So that's like a good way. Well, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Safety Technology. Start a home business marketing non-lethal self-defense products. Work with Safety Technology, the industry leader for 29 years. Sell through shows, home parties, swap markets, auction sites, and your own website. For more information, visit www.helpdefendpeople.com or the podcast website for more information on sponsors. So let's talk startup. Lena, you've had to juggle a lot of balls working in entertainment. How did you start in the music industry?
So actually, I've kind of been involved with music my whole life. My uncle used to produce music. He wrote music. He was a singer, played the piano. He also worked with Motown, Berry Gordy, for a little while. And so I was 2 years old in the studio. Like, I would go into the studio, put the cotton balls in my ear, and, you know. And the crazy part was, as much as I love music and I listen to all different genres of music, I was more fascinated with the production side of it. So I was more into, how do they press that button and make that come out of those speakers? Or how do they take this and change it and make it sound this way? So while everybody's listening to how good the music sounds, I'm listening to how the music is made. And I'm watching and
so you're learning. you're a young child and you're already picking up on that. You're already showing in a few for the production.
Absolutely. My uncle used to get mad at me because I would take apart his speakers. And one day I took one of his real expensive speakers apart. I took the top off. I took the things out. And he's like, what's wrong with you? Like, he's thinking I'm going to be an electrician or something. He's like, are you trying to put this together? I said, no, I just want to see the little people that's inside of this box that are making the sound come out. He's like, oh, my God.
So that's kind of interesting. Hey, you got started up observing it, and then you picked, and then you early on saw a part that interests you, and you parlayed that into a business. Well, you definitely have one of the more interesting business leadership jobs. So, Lena, you know, what exactly does the CEO of a record label do?
Everything. Whatever needs to, the main thing, you know, the CEO motto should be, if it needs to be done, I'll get it done. Because you could be anything from handling the finances to sweeping the floor of your office. Like, whatever needs to be done, especially as a startup, as a new business, you know, you have to take on whatever position is necessary. And the one thing that I learned is to always know your strengths. So wherever you lack, that's where you go and you get help for those areas. Everybody can't do everything, and you can't do everything by yourself. You know, it takes a team, and it does, even though the team may be small, you have to be dependent on someone else to help carry
so how
you
do you,
through
you know,
you just can't do it all.
So you're wearing a lot of hats. How do you bring in support to help you? You know, have you used assistants or –
the one good thing about having a label is that you can open the door for internships, and you get to, you know, the little things. Those are things that people can handle and would love that type of experience, to come in and work with the label and be able to, you know, just kind of learn the business. But then there are some things that, you know, interns just can't handle. So you kind of want to look for someone that I always say it has to be someone you can get along with. It's hard to do business with people you just can't get along with.
I mean, I talk a lot about the small home-based businesses about, a big challenge is getting the help you need, where you have a natural fit then for bringing in good intern talent. Because, you know, if I was, you know, 20, 21 years old going to college, I would, and that would be great, you know, work for a record label industry. So you've got, pretty good depth of talent there you can choose from, and you've integrated that into your business. But, you know, that brings in, usually any kind of a business can, can find intern talent that would be interested in working with them.
Absolutely. And the one thing I found is good to like partner with the colleges. So like SCAD has a program. SCAD, for those that don't know, Savannah College of Art and Design, and they have, a campus here in Atlanta, and they have a program that actually is perfect for anybody in the entertainment industry or film and television, because it allows them to rent equipment, bring it to your set. Like they provide all of their services. And then they get college credit for it, but they get to come and work with you And, you know, you get to work with them for like a semester, and it's just really, it's a really cool thing.
All right, so that brings up a good angle where you can go look into your local community colleges and see about is there any particular technology you use that helps you to juggle all the balls as a CEO?
I would say something just as simple as Google Calendar. Like, that thing's amazing to me. That app, just the fact that I could put in an address and actually see the building where I'm going, like, it's just the coolest thing. I know it doesn't mean much to some people, but I completely depend and rely on my calendar and my schedule. It just allows you to set up the alerts when you need it and so that you're on time. I think on time is so important.
Well, you dialed into our podcast on time. So
I tried, even though I couldn't hear you first. I was like, he'll see my face, so he'll know I'm here, but we'll figure
it out. Sounds like you're also, you know, you're using technology to plan things out ahead of time and, figure out your task and appointments.
Absolutely.
And well, that's great. You know, one other thing we need to do is spread the virtues of business startup to younger, you know, budding entrepreneurs. Luna, what advice would you give to a young woman who wants to start her own business?
I would say research. Like, whatever it is you're trying to get into, always research, you know, the pros and the cons as it relates to you. So they're, you know, that's how people become entrepreneurs, because they're willing to take risks. They're willing to do things that a lot of people aren't. And they're willing to kind of step out, you know, on that limb and take that leap of faith and really dive head into whatever the situation is. But I would say always stay current with how your business is trending now, because just, you know, you may have looked at something a year ago and it may be completely different now. And even the music business, it just changes so quickly and so much. And with social media, it's so important just to always stay on top of that. So I would say just always do your research and, you know, set up alerts on your news, on your phone. And so that the news that comes into you, it's about, you know, what it is you're trying to get into, so you can stay on top of that. It's just so
you're
so
saying
important.
Use, you know, a nugget you're bringing forward here is to use social media to keep up on the industry you're starting up with, get quick info on what needs to be done, and then take action on that to help increase your probability for success.
Oh, you said it better than me. And network. Network is so important. Like, there are so many networking circles, because you can't run a business without any clients.
Diving in on the networking a little bit, do you do more networking just online and connecting with people through social media, or do you try to also attend live events and in-person events?
I try to attend live events, but because of my schedule, and I'm kind of a homebody, so because I've traveled so much and been on the road so much that anytime when I can stay home, I do. So it's definitely online. I use LinkedIn a lot. I use, just Instagram, Facebook. Old people like me still use Facebook. But that networking is definitely better online, because you get to broaden, you know, your demographic. And that's so important, because you need to have a clientele in New York and in Atlanta, in Los Angeles, and, you know, Texas, wherever. And only online allows that, you know.
So make social media your top place you'd network, and then try to do the in-person events too. I also like your idea on LinkedIn. I think it's underutilized sometimes for people in business. Well, you know, the center of gravity of a record label business must be talent, getting new talent. Lena, you know, how does the scouting for talent take place?
Well, I would just have to say, I guess fortunately for me, I really haven't had to scout. They're coming to me, which is another reason for really starting the label, because these artists are coming. The young artists now are coming. They're seeing what a lot of it started off with. They saw what I did with my son, and they want to duplicate, you know, those efforts, or not even duplicate them, but just be a part of what we're doing, a part of the growing phenomenon. I feel, you know, they're able to, I'm one thing about me is I try to allow young people to express themselves, as long as they're doing it respectfully and in a dignified manner that's going to maintain their reputation.
So what's worked for you the best, which is the number one way to generate business in any business, is referrals. People see what you do, you're interacting, you're networking, and then they bring their business to you. So that's an advantageous position to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know eventually we will have to really start scouting, but they're not hard to find. Like these people, these, especially the youth, they're making themselves seen and known on social media. They're getting millions of views. You don't have to go far to look for them. Like they've even got me
taking selfies. So I don't know.
Right. You're doing so right. Exactly. Next, just don't do the Shiggy challenge. I don't know.
It's
kind of dangerous.
Well, Elena Jenkins-Smith, this has been an inspiring CEO story of starting up and running your own record label. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our audience?
I just want to remind everybody to be yourself. And I really want to say to the women out there, a lot of times, you know, there's the struggle of, as we talked about before, being in a male-dominated industry. But there are a lot of people that will try to tear you down and not believe in you. Just always believe in what it is that you can do and put your best foot forward. And God's going to make a way, because he did for me. Like I had a lot of down moments. I had a lot of times where I was doubting what it was I was doing. I was scared. I was nervous. And I was tired, but at the end of the day, being involved with the youth just helped to rejuvenate me and give me a whole new purpose for life. And I feel like once you have that purpose for life, take it and run with it, and no one can stop you. And don't let anyone stop you.
Well, I like that last point you ended with, you know, make it, you've adopted your business as your purpose in life. And that in itself must be pretty motivating.
It is. It's very motivating. It's hard work, but it's so worth it. Like, it's very motivating.
Well, Elena Jenkins-Smith, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
To learn more about Elena Jenkins-Smith and her label, record labels company, visit www.youngmr.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com. Visit the website for more information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors for more information. Visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com. I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away. We'll talk with you soon. Until then, make it a great home-based biz day.